We often think of the software that big companies use as being, well, like these super secure digital vaults,
You
right?
totally locked down, or supposed to be.
But what happens when there are like hidden back doors that maybe even the builders didn't know about?
That's a really crucial point, because in cybersecurity, things are always shifting, always evolving.
Always.
And today, that's exactly what we're diving into. We're looking at two pretty serious vulnerabilities.
Okay.
They're called zero days, and they affect SAP NetWeaver. That's a platform, tons of businesses rely on it
Yeah.
globally.
Okay. Zero day, that term itself sounds, well, urgent, like time's already run out. Can you break that down? Why should someone listening really tune in here?
Sure. So think of a zero day like this. It's a security hole, a weakness that attackers find and start using before the company that makes the software even knows it exists.
Ah, okay.
Which means, crucially, there's no fix ready, no patch. And because there's zero warning, well, there are some of the most dangerous flaws you can encounter.
Right, so it's a vulnerability that's already being used in the wild, potentially against you, and you might not have any defense ready yet.
Exactly. And the reports we're drawing on today, they detail these specific SAP flaws and, crucially, how they're being actively exploited. It paints a, well, a concerning picture.
Definitely sounds like it. So, our mission for this deep dive then is what? To really get under the hood of these threats.
Precisely. We want to understand the vulnerabilities themselves, gauge their potential impact based on the information we have, and most importantly, lay out the actual steps you can take right now to mitigate the risks.
All right, let's get into it. The first one, it's got this designation, CVE 2025-31324. What's the story behind its discovery?
Well, this one surfaced thanks to the security firm ReliaQuest. They've got systems monitoring client environments, and they picked up on some, let's say, suspicious activity.
Like what?
Specifically, they found hidden web shells. Those are like back doors for web servers, and also a tool called BruteRetail. And the kicker, this was happening on SAP systems that were supposedly fully patched up to date.
Wow, okay. That really hammers home the zero-day nature, doesn't it? Doing everything right by patching and still vulnerable.
It does. And it wasn't an isolated finding. Other security companies, Watchtower and Onapsis, they independently reported seeing very similar attack patterns.
What were those patterns?
Attackers were targeting parts of the servers that are, accessible from the internet, these public
Yeah.
directories, and they were using them to plant these web shells.
And just so everyone's clear, a web shell isn't just some random file. It's basically a hidden control panel, right? It lets attackers keep coming back.
Exactly. It gives them persistent access.
Yeah.
Remote control. Even if the initial vulnerability they use gets patched later, that web shell might still be there, letting them run commands.
So we're talking potential long-term unauthorized control. That sounds incredibly
Oh,
serious.
it is. Very serious.
Yeah.
With that kind of foothold, attackers can steal data, disrupt operations, maybe even use that compromised system to move deeper into the network. It's a launchpad.
Okay, so 1 0 day is bad enough, but the story doesn't end there. There's second one, CVE 2025-42999. How did this one emerge?
Yeah, the second one, it seems to have been uncovered during the investigations into those initial incidents involving the first CVE.
Ah, so digging into one problem revealed another.
Kind of. By analyzing how the attackers were operating, researchers stumbled upon this second distinct flaw within the NetWeaver platform itself.
And SAP hasn't officially confirmed seeing the second one exploited on its own, have they? But the reports are suggesting it's being used differently.
That's the critical part. While maybe not exploited solo, Onapsis, specifically their CTO, Juan Pablo Paredes Echegoyen, reported finding evidence that attackers had been chaining these two vulnerabilities together.
Chaining them. Since when?
Since at least January 2025, according to their findings. And it's this combination, this chaining, that really elevates the threat level here.
Okay, two flaws working in tandem. Can you walk us through how that chaining actually works? What's the combined effect?
Sure. Think of it like picking two locks sequentially. The first vulnerability, that CVE 2025-31324, it essentially allows an attacker to upload a file onto the target system without needing any login credentials. It's an unauthenticated file upload.
So door number one is just unlocked. They can drop a package inside.
Pretty much. Then they leverage the second vulnerability, CVE 2025-42999. Now, this one's a bit more technical. It relates to something called insecure deserialization,
Yeah.
basically how the system processes certain kinds of data.
Okay.
By exploiting the second flaw, the attacker can essentially trick the system into taking that file they just uploaded and running it, executing commands contained within it.
Got it. So flaw one lets them sneak the malicious tool in, and flaw two tricks the system into actually using that tool.
You've got it. And yeah. The result, as Perez Echegoyen from OnAppSys described it, this chain allows for remote execution of arbitrary commands, completely bypassing authentication, achieving privilege escalation.
Whoa. So it's not just peeking through a window. It's like they've suddenly got the admin password in full control.
Essentially, yes. It's moving from outside the building to having the run of the place, potentially controlling critical business processes. That's the danger of the chain.
That is terrifying. So let's talk scale. How widespread is this? How many organizations might actually be at risk?
The numbers are frankly alarming. Back in April, Patrice Offret, the CTO at OnFA, reported some initial findings.
What did they find?
They identified 20 major Fortune 500 or global 500 companies that appeared vulnerable. And even more concerning, they found signs of compromise on 474 systems already.
474 compromised, that's significant.
And they also saw about 1,284 vulnerable SAP instances exposed directly to the internet at that time.
Exposed and vulnerable. Okay, but that was April. Has the picture changed since then?
Unfortunately, it seems to have gotten worse, not better. More recent data, this time from the Shadow Server Foundation, suggests that now over 2,040 SAP NetWeaver servers are still exposed online.
Over 2,000 still exposed? That number going up really highlights the urgency here, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It means the window of opportunity for attackers is still wide open for many organizations. Immediate action is needed.
So we understand the what and the how, these chained exploits leading to potential control. What about the who? Any idea who's behind these attacks?
Attribution is always tricky, you know. But Forescout's research arm, Vidir Labs, has pointed the finger at a specific threat actor.
Who are they tracking?
They're calling this group Che04, and they've linked it to Chinese state-sponsored activity. Their analysis suggests a pretty coordinated campaign.
Coordinated and sophisticated, I imagine?
Yes, exactly. They noted the use of advanced techniques to maintain persistence, basically, to stay hidden inside the compromised systems for extended periods. That implies significant resources and capability.
Staying hidden long-term suggests they're not just after a quick hit. And the fact they're exploiting these specific types of flaws.
Right. It indicates a deep understanding of SAP's architecture. Exploiting things like serialization flaws and specific upload mechanisms isn't trivial. It requires, homework, time, and expertise.
It really underscores that this isn't just random hacking. It feels more targeted, more strategic.
It certainly points towards adversaries who know exactly what they're looking for and how to get it within these complex enterprise systems. It adds another layer of concern, thinking about who might be targeting critical infrastructure.
Okay, so the threat is real, it's active, and potentially involves sophisticated actors. Let's pivot to solutions. What absolutely needs to happen right now for organizations running SAP NetWeaver?
The message from SAP is crystal clear, and it needs to be top priority. First, patch. Immediately apply security notes 359-4142 and 360-4119. These contain the fixes for both 0 days.
Patching first, always. Are there other immediate steps while maybe the patching process is underway or as additional layers?
Yes. SAP has offered some mitigating actions too. They strongly recommend disabling the Visual Composer service if, and this is key, if it's not essential for your business operations.
Yeah.
Don't turn off something critical, but if you don't use it, disable it.
Makes sense. Reduce the attack surface. Anything else?
They also advise restricting access to certain metadata uploader services. Tighten those permissions. And finally, continuous monitoring. Keep a very close eye on your SAP servers for any anomalies, any signs of intrusion.
Vigilance is key. Now, CISA, the U.S. Cybersecurity Agency, they've weighed in too, haven't they?
Yes, they have. CISA added the first vulnerability, CVE-2025-31324, to their KEY catalog. That's the known exploited vulnerabilities list.
And that has specific implications, especially for government agencies.
It does. Under Binding Operational Directive 2201, U.S. federal agencies are mandated to patch vulnerabilities listed in the KEY catalog by a specific deadline. For this one, the deadline is May 20th, 2025.
May 20th. Okay, that's a hard deadline for federal entities. Very important.
Absolutely. It shows the level of seriousness CISA attaches to this particular flaw.
When complex issues like this arise, people always have questions. Our sources included some FAQs. Anything key in there we should highlight?
Yeah, two points are worth pulling out. First, people ask if just disabling that Visual Composer component is enough, like a permanent fix.
And the answer?
The answer is no. It's a mitigation. It helps reduce risk, but it doesn't fix the underlying vulnerability. patching is the only long-term solution.
Okay, patching is non-negotiable. What was the second point?
The second point relates to the second vulnerability, CVE-2025-42999. The FAQ clarifies that this flaw can actually allow code execution, even with very minimal initial access. Specifically, the Visual Composer user role is enough.
So even a low-privileged user, if they can somehow trigger this flaw, could potentially run code. That emphasizes the danger of chaining again.
Precisely. It shows how different vulnerabilities, even seemingly lesser ones, can combine for a really severe impact.
It's one thing to talk about patches and monitoring in theory. How does this play out practically? Our sources mentioned Technigian, a cybersecurity firm. What role do companies like that play when things like this hit?
Oh, they're crucial. Firms like Technigian are the boots on the ground, helping organizations respond. Their services typically include things like rapid patch management, actually getting those updates deployed quickly and correctly across complex environments.
Which isn't always easy.
Not at all. They also do security assessments to find weaknesses before they're exploited, continuous threat monitoring to spot attacks early, and sometimes develop custom security solutions tailored to a specific company's setup.
And help with compliance too, I guess, like meeting that CISA deadline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Compliance support is a big part of it. They act as expert partners, really, helping organizations navigate these urgent, high-stakes security events.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. We've looked at these two SAP NetWeaver's 0 days, CVE-2025-31324 and 42999. Pretty serious stuff on their own, but especially dangerous when chained together. This allows attackers, potentially sophisticated ones, to bypass logins and run arbitrary code, essentially full remote control.
That's a good summary, yeah.
Yeah.
And the scope is wide, potentially affecting major global companies, with over 2,000 servers still exposed right now. That's the concerning reality.
Which makes the call to action incredibly urgent.
Absolutely. Patch immediately, apply SAP security notes 359414 and 360411SAM. Consider disabling Visual Composer if you don't need it. Restrict access where possible and monitor constantly.
And for U.S. federal agencies, remember that May 20th deadline for patching CVE-2025-31324 is critical, mandated by CISA.
Couldn't stress that enough. Taking these steps is vital to reducing the immediate risk exposure.
So wrapping up this deep dive, it really leaves us with the bigger question for you, the listener, to think about. In this world where everything's connected, and even core enterprise software can have these hidden zero-day flaws. How do organizations move beyond just reacting? How do you proactively find and fix these unknown unknowns before the attackers do? It makes you consider that constant tension, that balance between getting all the functionality you need from these powerful systems.
And ensuring they're fundamentally secure against threats you might not even know exist yet. It's a huge challenge.